This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. Today, we meet Carolyn Staton, Executive Director of Transition U.S., a new community-based nonprofit that is making its national home in Sebastopol.
Its vision is that all communities, no matter how large or how small, they all become resilient once again, as they used to be once upon a time in America. So our focus, our goal, is to help communities rebuild that resiliency.
Staton defines resiliency as the ability of a system, from a neighborhood to an entire city, to withstand shocks from the outside.
So if we build resiliency into a community, that community can withstand all sorts of shock, including financial shock, environmental shocks, oil spike shocks, disasters. All sorts of things can hit those communities, and those communities can withstand those types of shock.
Getting to that point involves both looking backward to revive what worked in the past, as well as thinking ahead to anticipate future needs. But the first step, Staton says, is getting a comprehensive sense of where things stand in the here and now.
Who are we as this particular community? Who are our neighbors? What are our skills? What do we already have here? What can we strengthen? What don't we have, and what can we bring into our community so that it's more resilient? And part of resiliency is localizing. So instead of bringing in all these goods and services from far afield, perhaps we have those locally. And if we do, let's build those support structures locally.
This process, which is termed a transition initiative, was first introduced in Great Britain just a couple of years ago. It arrived in the United States last summer. It's tailored for small groups, but Staton says that doesn't mean it can't be scaled up to work for large urban areas, too.
How do you form a resilient Los Angeles or Santa Rosa or Denver or Seattle or any of the big cities? You start still with a committed group of people that want to initiate this. And then from there, it sparks other interested small groups of people to initiate it. So what happens is you start somewhere, and then it pops up all over in various neighborhoods and communities. So within a larger urban center, you'd have various neighborhoods that eventually will form their own transition initiative.
Typically, Staton says, these initiatives will focus first on ensuring a localized food supply before branching out to address other needs. The first transition hub established in the United States is now almost a year old in the Boulder, Colorado area. Sebastopol and Sonoma County are among the others now following close behind. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.